Lesson 1. The Future is Now. Pirkei Avot, Introduction. Shalom and Mazel Tov on your decision to begin this learning with me. I'm Brian Yosef Schachter Brooks, and we'll be learning the classic wisdom text, Pirkei Avot, with a special emphasis on how it relates to spiritual awakening and meditation. As we go through these lessons in Pirkei Avot, we'll be doing certain transformative exercises and guided meditations. As you engage with these practices, insights and ideas may begin to come to you. It's a good idea to have a journal of some kind, to write down your insights so that you can apply them in your life and not forget about them. So what is Pirkei Avot? Pirkei Avot means literally chapters of the fathers. It's a tiny text within the much larger work called the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which means teaching, is the first major rabbinic text, completed around the year 200 of the Common Era. Pirkei Avot is made up of six chapters consisting of short, numbered, aphorism-like pieces. Each numbered piece is also referred to as a Mishnah, or a teaching. Every chapter opens with the same short introduction, which goes like this. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek le'olam haba. All of Israel has a share in the world to come. She'ne'emar, as it is written in Isaiah 60:21, and this is Hashem talking now. Ve'amech kulam tzadikim. All of your people are tzadikim, holy, righteous beings. Le'olam yeshu aretz. For eternity they will inherit the land. Netzer Mata'ai, they are the branch of my planting. Ma'asei Yadai, the work of my hands. Lehit Pa'er, in which to take pride. So right away, this introductory piece has a strange opening statement. All of Israel has a share in the world to come. It's strange because the world to come was believed to be an afterlife. And of course, you only go to the afterlife if you deserve it, according to the common belief. But we can read this on a deeper level when we see that this term, Olam Haba, doesn't really mean the world to come, as it's commonly translated, but rather the coming world, or I would translate it, the manifesting world, or the world that is constantly becoming. The manifesting world, of course, is this world in which we live. And even more importantly, it's only this present moment that is constantly becoming, constantly changing, and yet still is always this present moment. Olam Haba, the world that is becoming, then, is the closest thing to you, because it's the totality of your experience right now. The opposite of Olam Haba is the concept or a picture of reality we hold in our minds. Not the real reality, but our ideas about reality. Our ideas are based mostly on time, not the present moment. Meaning that your thinking mind puts things in context by remembering the past and imagining the future. Memory, imagination, and thought are all miraculous and necessary modes of consciousness. And without them, we wouldn't even be able to do this text study right now. But all that movement of the mind can also hide the present moment. So from this point of view, this text is reminding us, Olam Haba, that is, the present moment, is not something reserved just for special holy people. It's actually the only thing there is, and therefore accessible to everyone. All you need to do is remember it and connect with it, right now. The more you practice this connection through meditation and being present at all times, the more you'll connect with all those precious spiritual qualities such as peace, inner freedom, and bliss, the very qualities that many people believe to be available only in the afterlife. But you don't have to wait for an afterlife. Olam Haba is now. So let's meditate together. To begin, come to a comfortable position, either seated, standing, or lying down. Whatever's comfortable but allows you to be alert. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness to the flow and movement of your breathing. Relaxing any muscle tension as you become aware of it. We're going to think the words mentally, Kol Yisrael, which means all of Israel. Yisrael is composed of the words Yishar El, which means straight to God. To be Yisrael, then, is to see through all the separate and temporary forms all around you, to their beingness, or their godliness. So as you breathe in, know that you have the power and intention to see the divine in everything, to know the presence or existence that is the fullness of this moment, and say in your mind, Kol Yisrael. As you breathe out, notice whatever is in your field of awareness, your senses, what you hear, what you see, what you feel in your body, any emotional feelings, and even whatever thoughts arise in your mind, and think Olam Haba. Know that all things you perceive are passing, ever-changing forms, expressions of the one reality. So breathing in, think Kol Yisrael, seeing straight through to the divine. And breathing out, Olam Haba, aware of the manifesting world, aware of the flow of this moment. Breathing in, Kol Yisrael. Breathing out, Olam Haba. Breathing in and putting your awareness in your body, Kol Yisrael. Breathing out, aware of the world around you, Olam Haba. Breathing in, Kol Yisrael. Breathing out, Olam Haba. Breathing in, Kol Yisrael. Breathing out, Olam Haba. And continue with this silently. If your mind wanders from the chant into thought, just gently and without judgment, bring back your focus to the words. If your mind lets go of the words and rests in silence, that's fine too. But when you notice it wandering into thought, you can use the chant again to bring it back. We'll be in silent meditation for about 10 minutes, after which I'll bring you back with some piano music, and then we'll finish. Again, take a nice deep breath, gently moving, stretching. And as you move back into your activities, remember to stay present as best you can, connecting your mind to the divine that is manifesting as all of this. Of course, you can stop and reconnect anytime you're able and is helpful to you, and it's best to do at least some meditation every day. And now, before we end, a prayer of gratitude for the teachings of this lineage, from the Kaddish de Rabbanan, the sanctification of the rabbis. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamideh, Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and upon their students, and all the students of their students. Yalkol man diaskin boraita divyatra den vedivichol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehelechon olechon shlama rabbe chine vechista v'rachemin v'chayin arechin. Umezone reviche orfarkana mikadam avahon divishamaya va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru Amen.